I got new money. Yeah. And it's all cash. Yeah. I got new bags. Yeah. And they all collapse. Yeah. I got
oh,
new
man.
You got a lot of noise. You got a lot of enthusiasm for me, it seems.
Yeah. I'm feeling good.
Where's that coming from?
I play basketball. So
it seems like it's the basketball, it's the aging, and it's the jacket. Like I feel
it's
like
it's mostly the jacket. Do you see this thing? This is
I do.
It's very good.
Yeah. I would. Yeah. Are those gold?
I don't know.
Are those gold buttons?
Mother of Pearl. I don't know what that is. That's a thing.
That's a
thing I've seen on the internet that I assume is a thing.
You're just trying stuff out, man. You're just throwing things over at me. I'm definitely feeling prepared, but I feel we've got different energy levels. Like the thing is I went on a jog. Like you played basketball, but I went on a jog. Like I don't feel like you got more than I got right now.
Probably.
You're ready for dinner at 1:30.
I am. I also have nothing else to do other than record this show, so I'm putting all my attention into it.
Oh yeah, you put all your intention to it to be 20 minutes behind.
I am 30 minutes. I am 40 minutes behind. That is my fault.
I was sitting upright in my chair at 1 p.m. Wow. Going, this is the first time I've been on time, and the only reason is because this is my bedroom.
Yeah,
that's the only reason I made it to this show on time today.
Yeah. Well, it's my bedroom too. I'm standing. I'm feeling it in my legs.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. You know what? We're going to bring different things to the show today. Just a whole different environment.
Yeah.
This is a distance episode. So I've got Josh on the computer. I've got him on the iPad.
Is this the show?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We're,
I'm glad we're, I was recording.
We're 5 minutes in.
Oh, okay.
So let's go back. No.
We're good. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 minutes, 20 seconds, and got some recording going.
I've got 70 bars. I've got seven. We've got 74 bars. You know, I'm just watching the numbers right now.
Call recorder says it's 20. Fascinating. 2 minutes. Three minutes.
What? Call. So, what are you planning on doing with that call recorder?
Like, I'm using it to sync.
Oh, so you'll get my end. I don't think we did that before.
Yeah, we did it not the first time. We started doing it after once we had an episode that was out of sync.
Oh, yeah, but okay. You'll have to show me how you engineer that because it makes sense.
I'm just gonna drop in a. I'm gonna drop in the recording of the call and just make sure we're lined up. It separates you. It separates me. I can make sure when you send me your half. I can line it up to your half of the call, and then I can line my half up to my half of the call, and then that's it.
We got to start writing this, man. We got to start. I
should come out with a book, an ebook, sell it for $45.99.
I would really like a book of things that Josh Cole does well. Like that's.
Oh my God, that's a long book.
Is that a good title?
Yeah. I was while playing basketball, there was mentioned that I should start a restaurant called Hot Takes, where I just come to your table after making your order, and I just give you my opinion on something.
Is it only one opinion, or can you have like?
It's my opinion.
Yeah, but like, can you like? Do you do multiple hot takes, or is it like?
On all subjects. You choose the subject. I make your food. I come back with a hot take. even if I don't know about the topic, I probably have a hot take about it.
Okay.
Let's be honest.
Can we try this out?
Yeah. Give me something.
Can we try out hot takes? All right, man.
Yeah. Drake's releasing a new album tonight. I already have a hot take on it. It's going to suck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's so right turn strong, and it doesn't even compute. If I can be honest, it doesn't even compute.
Yeah, he's dropping it.
It's also not true. Oh. Like it's gonna be.
I saw you drop your iPad a little bit.
Oh, I didn't drop it. No, my my ear pod cord got, I did a hand chop and so that cord pulled it. And the thing is that must have looked insane on your end.
It did. It looked a little crazy. Okay. I have to say I'm standing. This is the first episode I've ever done.
Yeah.
Standing. In fact, I think this is the only, this is the first time this microphone has been on this table.
Okay.
And yeah. Yeah. It feels good. I think I'm going to release a lot of podcasts at this point.
All we had to do is show you the way. Okay, definitely. Okay, so you're into the hot take right now. I understand this. This is a hot take is essentially another word for what I understand is that it needs to be kind of short, and that's about it.
And it has to require almost no critical thinking.
Okay, I was wondering.
and it has to be as insane and like baseless and in 2 days, if I walk back this opinion, it's like, guys, that was just a hot take. I can't be faulted for my random thoughts.
So that's the nature of a hot take, is that it's a random. So, okay, I've got two components here.
Okay.
It can be random.
Yeah.
But it can also definitely be specific.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, so it could be random. It's on the spectrum, but it can tend toward randomness, where essentially you have a thought about nostalgia, maybe.
Yeah.
And then you bring it to the forefront. But I mean, also people hot take, you hot took? Is it pre or is it hot taked?
Oh, I had a hot take.
You put had before. Okay, so
yeah,
Josh had.
Yeah.
The hot take always remains in the present.
Yeah.
In the present form.
It's like a proper noun.
Yes, it's it has a capital H and a capital T.
Yeah.
There's hot take TM. Have they registered it yet?
No. But I'm really thinking like hot take could be a show where it's got like very big generic broadcast music where it's like trumpets and tubas and some like tom drums, right? And then a ticker sound starts to come in, and then there's like a whoosh, and it's like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the hot take. This is Hot Takes with Josh Cole. Today we're talking about
all right, so you gave me a hot take earlier on Drake. It was definitely random. I didn't even ask, but
I've been thinking about it a lot.
That's why. Why are you thinking about something you don't like? Why do people do that?
Because Drake just appears in my social presence because he's Drake.
Yeah. But you don't have to engage with it.
This is what hot takes are. You have to engage with all of them. And the microphone.
I just looked up hottake.com. Unfortunately, it's not.
Oh, it's definitely taken.
Yeah. I was thinking like there could be somehow some way that it wasn't.
Yeah, it just fell through the cracks somehow.
Yeah. I mean, you can still get like hottake.management.
Ooh, hottake management.
Yeah. Or hot take holdings. Domain names have gotten.
Oh, man. Hot take holdings would be an excellent name for a mutual fund that is just buys and sells randomly. Hot take holdings. And it were just like, you know what? Apple sucks. We're selling all of our Apple stock. And then it just goes. And then we buy it back 3 days later. They're back.
So you think the hot take has some form of deceit, some form of non-genuineness. Like,
oh, yeah. And there's no hot take that is genuine, in my opinion.
Oh, my God. This is super interesting to me because this is not at all how I see it.
It is purely I just need to be involved in this conversation. So I'm going to release my thoughts and opinions in the world. I'm going to have release. I'm going to have no thought. I'm going to have no care or anything in its in and I'm just gonna say some shit.
Damn. Okay. So I don't know. Like, I feel like people might not have that same opinion.
Well, this is my hot take on hot takes. All right.
This is
hot takes all the way down.
Who showed you hot takes? Where did you pick up this vernacular?
Sports. There's a lot of hot takes in sports.
True. I mean,
there's two shows off the top of my head that are built on a former athlete, a sportscaster, a sports journalist, and a pretty woman sitting in between them, and they just yell at each other a baseless, unfounded, ridiculous opinions about sports.
Damn, is it called Hot Take?
No, but in the one commercial, anyone who listens to or watches sports, there's a show with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. I'm forgetting the name of it, but the first like eight promos, Skip Bayless points at Shannon Sharp's seat and says, "That's the hottest seat in sports." And it's the most obnoxious.
What does that mean?
It's just like, you know, sports news comes across on the newswire, and these two guys just sit and scream about it at each other. They never agree. They just yell at each other. One guy is like a diehard Cowboys fan, so nothing with the Cowboys ever is wrong, and the other guy used to play against the Cowboys, so he hates the Cowboys. It's a ridiculous show, but it's very popular.
Oh, geez. Yeah, it's one of those things where someone said, "I smell a sitcom," and they actually went out and did it.
Yeah, like white journalist, black ex-sportscaster, pretty woman who is racially ambiguous.
is that an appeal?
You have to have the pretty girl in between.
Yeah.
As the moderator.
Oh, she moderates.
Do they respect
and listen to her?
Probably not. Let's be honest. I've never actually seen the show.
This is the longest form hot take then. You just explained a show that you've never seen. Yeah. Why would you do that?
I've seen enough of the promos to know exactly what the show is. Yeah.
I know. I get it.
Yeah. And there's another one that's on ESPN. This one's on Fox Sports One. There's another one on ESPN what's his name? Stephen A. Smith. And then actually that's two sports journalists, and they just yell at each other with a pretty racially ambiguous person in between.
So I don't engage in this world at all.
Sports.
My television has never had ESPN on. So this is kind of fascinating to me that you know all of these characters.
Yeah.
But you don't have like a formal relationship, as in like you engage with people that are adjacent.
Yeah.
Like your Twitter feed is probably full of sports things that happen because the people that you follow sports.
Yeah. I follow a lot of sports people.
See, I have, so it's only you. Not only you, but
yeah,
there's very few of you that are posting sports news. So I only have it through your lens.
Right.
And it's,
and it probably makes no sense to you because it says like, oh
yeah,
Russ, like let's bow to MVP Russ, and you look at them and go, I assume that's a player and he's very good. And he maybe did something. There's a video that I may have linked to it.
Yeah. Well, actually it's pretty great. I was thinking about this recently. This exact subject actually, because I said to someone, say, I need another distraction. So I might just pick up sports now. Like just as in, I might choose a team or something like how do I get into this? Or how do I have as much fun as the people that I also very much agree with and live similar lives to, but I just don't have this component. Like I have fun watching football. I really do. Uh-huh. But I could definitely enjoy it more if I had some of the drama that some of the other people tend to be experiencing. And I figured out that this is what I'm looking for a father-son moment. And like, I'm looking for basically, well, I'm going to look at the close, by the way, hottake.zone is
oh, hot take zone.
Hot take zone.
Oh my God. And it's like a remake of Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins. It's highway to the hot take zone.
I would spend $30 to make hottake.zone be a website that that like plays that song.
Yeah,
like you do a cover of it.
Yeah,
and then
but it's like me. I just punch in Danger Zone. It's the it's Kenny Loggins' song. I just punch in with Hot Take Zone, and it's.
I'll go have these on this to make this a real thing. I feel like people should tell more jokes with like complete websites and apps.
Yeah.
Like complete websites and apps.
Yeah.
But where were we
before? You were talking about sports. Did your dad watch sports?
So that's it. So he did. He did watch sports.
Detroit Lions fan.
Yeah. Cause he's from Detroit.
Yeah.
And so but also I do remember the OSU Michigan being somewhat of a thing.
Yeah.
Because everyone at school would wear red shirts.
Yeah.
On the day that the two colleges would play.
Uh-huh.
And then everyone at home would be wearing blue shirts.
Oh, yeah, because they're from Michigan, yeah.
And it was one of the first times that I was conflicted. I do remember a particular time being like, so this is awkward because I have Michigan things and people are calling people with Michigan things horrible names.
Oh yeah.
Horrible names today.
Horrible things, yeah.
I'm gonna not do that.
Yeah.
But it's also some kind of like pride as well. Like my dad, like my mom and dad would wear Michigan sweaters and hold their heads like the highest you've ever seen at Meijer, man. Like they would, like they would go out in their Michigan gear. Like they would, on a day they might not go out or do something, like we need to be outside and be in the middle of the place that people love this other team the most and wear what they hate. So,
Yeah,
that might be, you know, the beginning to me listening to emotional music.
Ohio State, Michigan led you to Fall Out Boy.
I'm just saying,
and brand new, and
we were a house divided. I didn't understand.
Yeah,
like, I would wear an OSU shirt, and my dad would like look at me different. You know.
Yeah.
But I have exposure to sports fandom.
Yeah, and your housemates are sports people, right?
Yeah,
housemates are.
Fucking Craig's diehard Cavs, and actually, I'm a Cavs fan too. Like, but in the same zone where it's like, yeah, I know some of these people. Let's see. Of course, Bron.
Yeah.
Who's Kyrie play for?
The Cavs.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see? There's something bananas earlier. I've got like four people that post sports things.
Yeah.
And I feel like I get the best of them though. I feel like because you guys are curating them, I can enjoy what you post almost to your extent.
Right. Yeah. Well, Kyrie's probably down the street right now because they're in LA playing.
Oh shit.
The Cavs are playing the Clips tonight.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
I am headed to a different kind of, so you're headed to a birthday today.
Yeah.
And then I'm actually headed to a birthday.
Yeah.
Today, but it's not your birthday.
No.
It's coming up. It's coming
Monday.
Up.
Monday.
You're wearing the shirt.
It would have already happened by the time this comes out, most likely.
Hmm. Should we say happy birthday now then?
I mean, I'm not going to say happy birthday to myself. That would be,
well, no, as an audience, like the people listening and I are going to say happy birthday to you. We're not going to sing it, but everyone, kind of 3 months, just say happy birthday, Josh. If you're okay. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday, Josh.
Thanks.
Yeah. That was all. That was nice. You'll hear it. Yeah. It's pretty good.
I can't wait to lift that and then auto tune that last little bit and make a song out of it. The new happy birthday song.
We've gotten too proficient with creating content, Josh. I do think that's something.
Let's go ahead and put that marker down. That's that what Brandon's marker. Saying. Yeah.
We can get cut that out. We remix it. We should remix an episode of this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm into it. Oh dude, plenty of stuff came out this past week.
Yeah.
Smino project.
That's been on
Black
loop.
Swan. Mm-hmm. And you asked me, hey, is this guy going to blow up? I don't know. He got celebrated on Apple Music's official thing. Do you see that?
Yeah. Yeah. And there were a lot of the music blogs that were talking about it.
Damn. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm really messing with a lot of the tracks, with a lot of tracks on it.
Yeah.
And then someone, oh, Sango, surprise album, right?
I think, yeah, a little bit.
I mean, well, I had no idea it was coming.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been working on something else called In the Comfort Of, but then we got this very Spanish-themed,
yeah,
like 16 track album. Like, that's killer. It's really good. And actually, it's got this theme to it. Like, I was listening to it, and this one sample, or actually plenty samples, are kind of strewn. They like string together the songs. Like, one song will end, but that sample will still be in the next song.
Right.
Yeah, I'm fucking with it so hard.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
But, yeah.
Drake's releasing his album tonight. More life.
It seems like you really want to talk about something you don't like. Tell me, what do you have against...
No.
It's honestly going to be great. It's going to be great.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be released on the OVO show on Apple Music. That's the debut.
Damn, man. I just want to stay home and watch this happen.
Yeah. I think it's like 6 p.m. Eastern, I think. I think that's when OVO Radio is on. Maybe it's 6 p.m. Pacific. OVO Radio.
Well, it's like you're looking forward to throwing shade at this.
Oh, I'm looking forward to hating the shit out of it.
I don't get how you okay. So you can talk about a show you haven't watched, mm-hmm. and then you can also throw shade at something that hasn't been released.
Yeah. Well, actually,
so what are you doing? What are you doing with it? Like, look, with your attention and your time and your energy.
Hot takes, man. This album is going to release at 3 p.m. our time today. So yeah, by the time we're done recording this show, which it's 1:59 p.m. on Saturday, March 18th, we're gonna hit stop.
Oh, I so much wish that do a show until the album comes out?
I mean,
and then listen to it live.
There's a the entire time I'm just like, why is he gotta be so soft?
I gotta ask if you're gonna, like,
I'm gonna listen to it.
Well, no, I mean, you don't even have to. You don't like it already.
Listen to every Drake album when they come out, and I want to be proven wrong, or I want my opinion changed.
I just don't.
He's not gonna do it.
What else does he have to do? Like. Each album has been better than the last one. I mean, like, are you even grading this? Like, what are your merits? How are you doing this? Like,
I'm listening to it, and then I'm getting mad at it. Is that a Red Bull?
No, it's a Dasani sparkling tropical pineapple.
That's like worse than a LaCroix.
Is it?
Yeah. Because it seems like you're trying to be different. Just buy the LaCroix, man.
No. Well, I gotta say that LaCroix actually doesn't taste that great to me. And yeah. So I'm trying out different stuff. Unfortunately, sparkling water entered my life when I entered corporate tech America. At my employer. And then they took it away.
Really?
You know, we got cash poor, you know, or something, you know, the shift and then the layoff and then somehow surviving. And they stopped buying sparkling water because that, like, I don't know, they just decided it was a good time to do it.
Yeah, before
I got a crippling addiction to it.
This week I have been soda streaming like crazy.
Oh, soda stream. Oh, yeah. The soda maker, where you can make your own.
I just do water. I don't add anything.
Sounds like something you'd get into. Oh, you just do water?
I just do water. But I seltzer it.
Why don't you put some,
I do it so
put some cherry
far there. Beyond where I should. Like, there's like a big sticker on the top that says, when it buzzes, that's enough. And I say, when it buzzes, that's when we start. All right.
Yeah.
If I'm not sensing that this bottle is going to explode unless I stop, I'm not done.
Sounds like a balloon popping fetish. Like, you know, you're just like, you're rimming. What's that called when you're getting edging? You're just edging closer and closer.
Yeah.
And when it's ready.
Yeah.
You know when it's ready.
Yeah. Yeah. But so like if there's not bubbles punching me in the eye as I'm drinking a little bit, it's not seltzer enough for me.
It's like you want to drink like molten, like exploding water.
Yeah.
Like it's explosive pretty much.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So, I mean, yeah, that's me. Like they had these sparkling waters and they had these bottled sparkling waters and I would just hit like five. I mean, maybe that's why they had to stop.
Yeah, because you were drinking too many.
Well, I mean, if you put like several of us together, I mean, like those things, they make you more thirsty. So you get like two, you just get two.
Yeah.
You ever just double up?
Well, like, I make my own. So I just go back in there and make more.
Okay.
I go through about four bottles a day.
I didn't realize it was a local process.
Yeah, it doesn't require power or anything, so I might just bring it into the bedroom. Like sit it right on my desk and just seltzer things.
I gotta try
some stuff. I gotta try like seltzer like coffee.
Yeah. Okay. So you haven't tried seltzer coffee, but you're not going to throw shade at it.
No. It's not like a Drake album.
Somehow going to throw shade at an album that has not been released.
Like,
I want you to say it. I want you to say how not sane that thought process is.
Look, whatever. I don't. I'll give Drake a compliment in that Weston Road Flows is really good, but it goes down about 10% whenever he's on it. Like I want Drake to release instrumental versions of all of his albums.
I was about to say you know,
because those would be good.
Yeah, there are. So no, the. Maybe the lyrics don't touch you or the way that his voice hits your eardrums isn't pleasing to you, but the music behind it is some of the best in that genre.
Yeah, it absolutely
is. The producing is at, they've created new sounds that people follow.
Yeah, no, absolutely is. Very good music in the background, but Drake, Aubrey. Aubrey sucks.
Man, where did these pants come from? Where did this? I feel like we've grown as
pants.
We've been doing this show for like 3 years, and Drake has been a source of I've kept going in the direction of trying to include more people in my life. And yeah. You have decided ultimately that this man can no longer impress you. Definitely like you can't, you're not going to do it.
Yeah. Look, let's be honest. If I ever win like an award or something and I have to give like a thank you speech, I might thank Drake. I might start this speech off with like, you know, man, me and you, Aubrey, we started from the bottom and now we're here.
I mean, you I ever want to think thank about you this?
For everything you've done.
You know how much he thinks about you, though?
He thinks about me a lot. I know he does.
No.
I know he does. I know that's why he does what he does. Look, you think Drake is having a beef with Meek Mill and he's hanging out with Nicki, you know, doing Remy Ma beef tracks? No. He's thinking about me. He's thinking about me every day. He wakes up and goes, "What? How do I get Josh to love me?" And I'm like, "Nah.
We definitely have to get you a non-standing desk." You are the most aggressive person this afternoon.
I feel it in my toes, man. I'm feeling it. I got a pad underneath me. You know, my legs kind of hurt from basketball. I'm looking at my basketball bracket.
Your madness bracket?
My madness bracket.
Is that a good way for me to start? Should I just join someone's March Madness crew?
You know, well, it's too late, but socially finding a way into sports is a great way. I started watching way more football once I joined a pretty consistent fantasy league.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I watched the Browns and that was it. But now I kind of, like, when football's on, I kind of watch all the games.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen someone who watches all of the games. Now, I don't know how it can happen, but that's how much mental energy is it to track your fantasy shit?
Compare it to
an easy job for you or something that like, you know, that definitely takes mental processing.
You know, it's like an hour or two, not even an hour or two a week. It's like an hour a week over the course of a week, right? Like,
I don't think
it's like 3.5 hours.
Football games are very,
well, I mean, very long. Yeah, I'm not like doing football research while I'm watching games. I'm mostly just watching a
football
lot of
research.
I'm not scouting, although okay. I feel like I should start doing some scouting.
Yeah, I was going to say you don't perform all that well in your league, right?
I'm perfectly middle. I'm in the middle.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm not the worst. Even though this season I was the worst until the end. I was actually the worst in the league.
Actually, that's what I'm actually, oh God. My cameras is going everywhere.
Yeah, you keep dropping things.
Well, I'm not dropping them.
You're throwing shit around.
No, my hands, I talk with my hands. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry for it at all. I'm taking the jacket off.
It's a little warm in here because I shut everything so you don't hear the dogs barking.
Oh, right. Well, we're your neighbors. I've wanted to talk about it.
I'm terrified too. That's look. I'll go at Drake all day, but I am not talking any. I'm not throwing any shade towards my neighbors. If they want, they can do whatever they want.
You're gonna throw shade at something that doesn't exist yet, but you won't throw shade at the person that has 4 20-inch alloy wheels. leaned up against their porch.
No, because next to those 20-inch alloy wheels are 4 of the most beautiful and terrifying Rottweilers I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know how you could use the word beauty and describe what those dogs
are. They are beautiful animals, but they will destroy your face.
I don't know, man. I'm so afraid of those dogs that I cannot put any positive connotation word in their direction.
Yeah.
They're so fucking scary.
They're super scary. Like,
Nightmare dogs.
Yeah, I touch the screen door. I'm not even necessarily trying to leave. I just might be like, I'm mocking it or something. And at least one of them immediately snaps their head towards my my door. And I'm like, nah, man. No.
The best part is that there's four. There's four. I feel like that's an uncommon number of Rottweiler to like. Maybe not. I've just never seen something so fucking menacing.
Yeah. There's too many of them.
Exactly. There's
I don't know why. Maybe you have two.
Yeah. And I could maybe. Yeah.
Four is a lot.
Uh-huh. I could maybe take one down. But there's no way you're going to survive four.
No. And they are a trained pack of murderers. I watch them move around, and it's like you guys know what you're doing.
There's a scary LA scene outside of Josh's door. That's all I'm trying to illustrate here. Is I've wanted to address we've never talked about your neighbors. Have you ever seen them?
I've seen them. Yeah, I know. I've seen them.
Are they surprisingly
they are exactly what you're picturing. Because I don't want to say anything. I don't want to be on a list. But what we've talked about, they are exactly what you are thinking. I like the sense of mystery we're adding to the show.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and if you have tell us what you're thinking, right?
Yeah.
Hashtag it, Josh's neighbor.
Yeah. Oh God.
hashtag neighbor hot takes.
Yeah, neighbor hot takes. I mean, I had some as soon as I saw their house. I was like, oh, I got some hot takes. And as time has progressed, they have slowly turned from hot takes to nope, this is no the reality. Takes. That was not a hot take. That was a very observant
fucking 20-inch alloy wheels.
Yeah.
Leaned up against your porch.
Yeah, they've been there for a minute, too. It's not like they just got them.
No.
They've been there for a few months.
Fucking trapping, man.
Yeah.
So I want more life. I think just the name of the album is, what do you think of the name? More Life. Just the words. The words together. Do they make you? Do they please you? Come on. Mm-hmm. The concept of more. You don't have to love it. Have you thought about that?
I'm looking at the album cover right now. Have you seen the album cover?
Yeah.
It's like an older guy.
A blue thing.
Yeah, it says More Life, an older guy. It might not be. It might just be a mixtape, to be honest. I don't know. I don't know what's happening, man.
No, you just know that you hate it, that you don't like it.
I do.
Let's see. Okay, Drake has released, finally locked it. There's a trailer. Oh, shit. There's a trailer.
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
Well, what do you know about it? If you saw the trailer, I've not seen the trailer.
Yeah.
What did you think of the trailer? Why are we talking about this album cover? There's a teaser, basically, that you've seen. That you've seen. Oh, God, is it only on Instagram?
It's probably on Twitter.
Lord.
I don't know.
No, even the website that's posting about it is linked to his Instagram.
Oh, really?
Actually, that's probably on purpose in order to always keep the traffic there or something.
Yeah, yeah. You funnel to the to the same place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get all those likes. Gotta get them likes.
Yeah. I mean, he's got, I don't know how many likes, but it has 2 million views. So
is that it? Is that it? You're just watching?
Yeah. I'm just toss it on. Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it.
I didn't mean for it to be that loud. I actually just wanted to see the visual, so. I don't know. I guess what it is I feel like there are easier target celebrities out there to dislike. Almost anyone else. Like, let's say, I'm trying not to be super obvious here.
Like not Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Like any of the Kardashians.
Yeah, but I ain't mad at Kim.
Exactly. Like, yeah, I feel like, do you have Kimojis? You might. No. You might.
No. God, no.
With the way that are you thinking about yourself having a
I might just throw shade at things that haven't been released yet.
I don't know if I trust anything of what's going on.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it's just like, what's the if we think about it, Josh, like, is it the message?
Are the fans? No. It's just Drake.
What happened? It's Drake and his soft whining. Yeah, soft. What's wrong with soft whining?
And his terrible rap voice. his bad flow.
His voice sounds okay. Listen, if you're watching him live, yes, rappers do not sound nearly as cool as what a computer can make them sound like. That's true. But I mean, really, his voice and like cadence and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But you know what? He should release instrumentals.
He should release instrumentals. That'd be dope.
Why don't they? They used to. Not used to, but.
I don't know.
I'm ready.
Are you? If More Life, was only available to purchase, would you purchase it? There was no streaming. You know I'm getting at. I'm leading you.
Maybe not.
All right.
I mean, there's a world where I could see it for sure, but I think I would buy other things before I bought music, like pretty much.
See, that doesn't make sense. Like, all right. So Chance the Rapper announced this week that he might sell his next album.
Oh yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's where you were leading.
That's where I'm leading you. Yeah. I'm leading you down the path, leading me to water.
Okay. It's beautiful to discuss Chance.
So if Chance releases a new album, are you gonna even think twice about purchasing it? Like, is that like a immediate purchase?
You're hesitating. Yeah.
Why don't you want to buy music?
It's not that I don't want to buy music. It's that I don't have to.
Yeah, I know, but like, you should have to, right?
I feel like you can.
But you should have to.
No, you shouldn't. No.
Why?
Because it's free.
What? No. Hold on. No. Why should music be free?
And that we're confusing words here.
No.
I'm not using the word should. I'm just saying that it is.
Yeah, but you are participating in something that shouldn't happen.
Okay. I don't agree with that. I don't think that music has to operate. I don't think that any art has to operate in the transactional model that we've put on everything.
Why?
Because people don't do things for that reason always.
Yeah, but if people
don't make art to make money always.
No. I would argue most good art isn't necessarily made for money, right? Picasso didn't paint for money. Yeah, he would have loved those millions of dollars.
Yeah, that for was sure.
That has yeah. since been made on his name.
Yeah.
I'm sure no doubt would have loved more money.
Yeah.
Then I'm sure Gwen Stefani probably like stole all the money.
Okay. Okay. But you hold a position that those artists are deserving of that money.
Yeah. Yeah. Something. Even look, which is, we spend a lot of time talking about Drake. If Drake releases an album, and I want to listen to it, and I should, he should get money for that. When I listen to it, he's not going to get the money he deserves, but when I listen to an Apple Music, he's going to get some music or some money from it.
Yeah.
It's not enough. Right. It is definitely not enough. And he wouldn't get enough even if I bought the album for $10.
Yeah. Right.
He might get more over time, but
for some reason you don't have to, and he's still going to be a musician and artist that succeeds. Yeah, album will succeed.
Yeah, but he's making his money by going on tour this fall. Mm-hmm. And selling t-shirts primarily.
Yeah. Okay.
But he should be making money off of the album, because that's the thing that...
Why do you think that? Why? Where is that coming from?
Because if you make something and people consume it, the consumer has a... has to participate in more of that coming, right? Like,
yeah,
there is a, like, if I'm going to consume something you make, whether it's a sandwich or an album,
sometimes you should
pay for it. You should pay for movies. You should pay for going to a museum, and that some of that money should go towards the artist. If it's not, like, you know, if it's a gallery of art from, you know, a young artist, and you can buy that art usually.
Yeah.
You know, it's why I don't like it when people take pictures at museums. It's like, it's stealing.
Huh.
And you know, I'm not like holier than thou. Look, I was a Kazaa. I was a LimeWire user.
That's a noun now.
It's a noun now. Everything's a noun.
I was a Kazaa for sure.
Yeah, I was a Kazaa. I knew how to get by all the Napster filters. Incubus Bus. You want that new Incubus album? You just type in Incubus Bus and all the Incubus albums come up. But I was also 12.
Right.
But now I spend money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I pre-order and pay for albums that I am excited for their existence. I bought the Sunder album.
Yeah. So I agree. I agree with buying it, because there is a direct way to support an artist and a direct way to add your number. And your dollar is typically one of the loudest voices that you have. Mm-hmm. I do think that there are other ways to appreciate artists, and that sometimes the non-money interaction is worth just as much as your dollar to that artist's existence.
Like what interaction?
Like, I mean, you know, when a almost always immediately artists thank their fans for their support.
Uh-huh.
And I can't imagine that they're only talking about you paying for the album.
They're definitely talking about paying for the album. That's 100% what they're talking about.
I got it. No, Josh, there's more to it. There's more to it than that. Like, I just think that there's more to it because it's not a job, because you don't do art for a job only. You don't do it because it makes money. Like, that's just, it's just not how your body, it's not how your body is wired. Like, yours included. Like, you're not pursuing film because it's because the paycheck is sweet. Because, I mean, if we only did things like that, there wouldn't be art. If we only did the most lucrative thing, or the thing that, if we only did it because there was money at the end, I really think we would live in a like way different world. We would have anti music. You would have basically just tones.
If there's one tone
for 4 minutes.
But if I am not being paid to make film, I can't pay rent. So I can't afford to. I have to go get a job at a bank or a retail store or somewhere else. Drake,
that's sad.
Drake can't whine about Jennifer Lopez leaving him.
Did that happen already? Did that happen?
Probably. Who knows, man? But like,
this whole episode is a hot take because you have like no evidence of anything.
Yeah. But like Drake can't afford to go into the studio and sit in front of a microphone.
I pay for the album. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, man. Unless you and the like 5 million people that are going to listen to the album, unless he gets some money for it. He's not going to get the money he honestly deserves for the number of people and times it's going to be played.
It's so much more than the album sales. Like, I mean, yes, the album sales are important. And yes, my one little vote counts. Yes, it does. But Drake is going to exist whether I do or not. Like.
Yeah, but if you aren't buying it, there's going to be somebody else who buys it, presumably. And if no one buys it, you're not going to have Drake anymore. I mean, that's why.
I'm fine with that.
But then you don't have. Does Jay-Z release 12 number one records if he isn't making the money he makes off the first and second one? You logistically can't afford to make the thing unless you get paid to make the thing.
I do see the utility in that point. I do see that.
If Jay-Z is broke because he released an album and everyone stole it.
Yeah.
And he can't make another one. Then we lose a voice in the culture.
But that's why he's selling weed. And I'm actually kind of serious.
You would rather Drake work at a bank during the day and then go into the studio at night. And instead of paying his rent, which like that's what the bank money has to go towards, you'd rather him be a starving artist providing to the culture like selflessly without money.
I would identify more with the lyrics if that was his life situation.
But okay, so you're a DJ.
Yeah.
You are DJing and you get money at the end of the night. You DJed last night, right?
Yeah, I did.
And did you make money off of that?
I did not.
Okay. But you have.
I have.
You have previous.
Yes. And yes, definitely.
Do you think you should be paid for that?
I enjoy it when I am. But because I'm not dependent on it to buy groceries, it's not a... It's not that I won't do it because it's fun for me. So I have the luxury of not having to make money with it, but I still do it, which is my point to you, which is like exactly my point to you is that I'm not doing it for money yet. I kind of can't or don't feel empowered to with the current situation.
Do you think you can be at your full potential as a content creator, as a DJ who is putting out music into the world and entertaining people and making people feel good? And like, can you do that at your fullest capacity without committing to it full time and making money in order to pay for the building rent?
That's a fair question. I would have to answer you're asking if I can rephrase it because it was pretty long. It was. If I put my everything into this artistic expression, or like, I cannot put my all into my artistic expression until I'm being paid to do so.
Right.
Shit. That's good. That's well, I think therein lies a pretty significant tension that a lot of us are familiar with. Like, artists or non-artists, if you're not being paid to act out your purpose,
mm-hmm.
how are you going to get there?
Right.
Or are you going to get there? Or will you observe your purpose from the periphery and cope with what you're up to, or what your current, if there's a discrepancy between that and your reality of your day-to-day life?
Right. I mean, that's the whole idea of the starving artist, right? Like, they create and make no money, but they also can't, they are barely surviving.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I would almost argue that starving artist is like kind of redundant. Like, every,
yeah.
I mean, you kind of can't make art without struggle. To change someone or to, so I think, well, if you look at the definition of art, or what my definition is, you know, something that you experience that changes your emotional state.
Right.
And I feel like it would be very difficult to change someone's emotional state without having experienced some kind of struggle in arriving at what you're going to express.
Well, okay. So is Britney Spears art?
For sure. Absolutely.
Are the Transformers movies art?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
But there's no, like, Britney Spears is not
Britney
struggling.
Spears' entire existence is artful and poetic.
But, like, when Britney Spears has a song, like, when she's 16 and it's Hit Me Baby One More Time, like, what struggle is she experiencing?
You know, when you say a name like that, you can also say the Who's It Something Corporation, because Britney Spears is a project. Britney Spears file on someone's computer that has an archive that has, you know, a whole branding thing behind it.
Yeah.
I think the struggle with Britney Spears probably wasn't with the woman that we saw at the center of that attention, but probably the people like you and me who get hired to make their music videos, who really want to make film for their life path, and the audio engineer who's like really thinking. I can't remember, but I do think that the person that made Britney Spears made their career from Britney Spears. And that's probably a fucking gorgeous story of, like, I succeeded with her. Like, Britney Spears probably brought up a crazy amount of people in her. Like, people made lives from her.
Right. Yeah, she brought her crew with her.
Yeah, so I'd say that it is art for sure. Like, I mean, maybe the thing that we saw on MTV, you know, that was very, you could maybe argue that that doesn't have as much artistic merit as, you know, the Titanic or something.
But right.
I was trying to think of something else during that time.
Yeah. That's about right. That's about right. Yeah.
It was Britney Spears and Titanic, wasn't it? Like, they were very much coupled together.
Yeah.
But I think what it is as a, you know, we're maturing, you know, you mentioned that, you know, I've started DJing, and kind of since we've known each other, we've been interested in the music world, and as I pay attention to it, there's just so much more going on than you know what we get.
Right.
Like, the product is basically a good product is the packaging of millions of components in the right way. And these albums, like, yeah, I think there's tons of art with all of these famous celebrities.
Yeah. But don't you think you should, as the consumer of that, pay for it?
I think I do pay for it. You know, if sometimes I have to listen to Britney Spears, and that's not really,
that's not an easy thing to do.
It's not really what I'm trying to do, you know?
Yeah.
I do think that I should pay for it. I do think that there are maybe some different ways to pay for it. Like, I mean, maybe this is silly, but I'm thinking about how basically another, I think maybe I asked you this. Do you think that Chance paid for Kanye's records?
Do I think Chance paid for Kanye's records? I don't know.
What do you think?
Probably at least one of them, right? I mean, he talks about he brought home late registration, but it was...
Yeah. Do you think that he paid for each one of Kanye's records?
He probably has by now.
Come on, man.
He just handed Kanye like $50.
Dude, Chance was like a teen. Chance is a teenager. No, but he was like a, he's younger like than 13. Us, yeah. There's no way that he had like the $20 that Kanye West's album cost as, I mean, if we, I would love for him to answer this question, but I very much, can you imagine a world, just let me ask you this, can you imagine a world where he didn't?
Yeah, of course.
And do you think that Chance has paid Kanye in an alternative way, maybe?
Yeah, probably in that
collaborating
first, that
with
first
him.
Track on that coloring book album.
Okay, and then maybe being on his album.
Yeah, but that doesn't. And but that
maybe
doesn't
also inspiring him to
but
create
that doesn't,
music that is even better.
But that doesn't make it okay for Chance to have stolen Kanye's first three albums.
we just live our lives and maybe this is just a difference that maybe it, like Josh, this like if I what if I told you that it's not about money, that it just isn't like but like that
but
that
but everything's about money. I mean, like at the end of the day,
money is a currency that we can use for sure. And it's the most valuable one.
Uh-huh.
I will say that money is the most valuable currency to operate.
Yeah.
To function.
Coloring book, even though Acid Rap and 10 Day were free, coloring book still cost money.
Huh.
I mean, he made the choice to release those for free.
Three hours.
I think you should sell your shit. Is my thought. Like,
why?
I'm not
why?
Doing.
Why?
I would,
it, like, it looks
I would
in
never
your face
do
that. You don't have to. It's like
I
you're
would
looking
never
it in the face.
I would never do any of that for free.
Well, Josh, I gotta say, it's gonna be a rough road to your commercial success.
But no,
if you're only going to do this for money.
No, it's not doing it for money. But if you are putting out something into the world, you should be paid for it. If I wrote a book, am I going to give it to the world for free? No. People, if you are going to consume something, like if you went to Subway, if you went to Subway right now, you go online and you say, I want a 12-inch ham and cheese, and then they hand it to you and you just walk out. Isn't that you're going to consume that sandwich for free? And you shouldn't. Like, that's not how it works.
Well, guess what, Josh? Not every fucking thing is Subway. My mom made a bunch of free sandwiches for me. She made me a free sandwich every day because she loved me.
Yes.
And that's that's what art is for. No.
Art is an expression.
Yes.
And if you give it, if you give it to the rest of the world should give you something back. And the
form,
because
why do I have to give you something? Fuck you. I don't have to give you anything. I've proven it. I will just take it. I can take, dude, you know what, Josh? I'm going to steal your movie. When you release a movie, I'm not going to pay for it.
And that's rude. And that's rude and not right. Like, if I made a movie that affected you emotionally, and let's go back to the argument from last week. If I made Get Out, and it affected you emotionally, I deserve some fucking compensation for that.
Yeah, you do deserve it.
There are, in anything, there are more than just one person involved in something, right? Like when a movie's made, there are tens, potentially, I don't know, 12,000 people that are involved in a movie that was being made. Like,
yeah.
Like there are thousands, or maybe not 12,000, like 1,200 people whose names scroll across the screen at the end of the movie who contributed to making something. Like an album rarely is just one dude sitting in a room. Like there's probably an engineer or a mixer or somebody made the album art or something. And it's a whole, like the, like people shouldn't work for free is basically what I'm getting at. And that includes the expression of art.
Yeah, I agree. I agree that people shouldn't work for free. I agree with that. I do think that people do work for free.
I work for free.
And I do think that people get rewarded for working for free. I do think that there is an exchange that happens that isn't entirely monetary, that doesn't have, I mean, no one, I think what it is no one asked Chance to do this. No one really asks you to express yourself beyond the age of 12.
Uh-huh.
No one cares anymore. Or the people that do care tell you that I think you're really funny, or I really like the way that you paint. I really like the music that you make, and the your movie ideas are awesome.
Uh-huh. And then those people are then owning it and taking it from you, taking a little bit from you.
That's true.
And you are getting nothing in return.
That's true. That's true. But
like, if I paint something and I hand it to you and it's not a gift, like I paint something, you look at it and go, I want that. And then you just take it off my wall. Like what? No, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like you own that now. So like when Chance makes an album and you download it,
yeah,
you own that now. You own a piece of his art, and you have given him nothing in return.
Yep.
And that's shitty.
I just don't think so. I just don't think it's shitty. Like you got to think about, Josh, why do people release their art for free? I mean, you have, and the one thing is because artists sometimes don't think of things as theirs. Not every artist thinks, I mean, you've heard an artist mention that, you know, they've received a gift or something like this and they're giving their gift. Like that, they use that language to
like mention their voice is a gift. Their paint skills are a gift from otherworldly gifts.
Right. And so it's not this, they don't have this possession of, like, it's not like, I feel like, yeah, I your metaphor definitely rings true with, you know, if I have a painting and I put it on my wall and you then take that painting, then you've stolen from me and that's shitty. Right. But if you also are creating a painting and are appreciative that someone else enjoys it enough to take it with them,
uh-huh,
then that's enough. I don't think that there's an intrinsic ownership to expression. Because that's just not how the properties of art work. Like, we have cell phones. We can take pictures of whatever we want. If people didn't take pictures of art, that would be really confusing. It would be very confusing. That would be Instagram would be very not good.
Right, right.
So I think that this model, this property exchange, I think that it's necessary in order for us to actually, I don't think that selling an album would even be as much of a concept if there wasn't the possibility of it be. Chance not selling his first three albums wouldn't be as compelling of a story. Like, his story wouldn't be as compelling if he didn't release his first three albums for free. Do you agree or disagree with that?
If Chance had charged for his first three albums.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's an artist who is getting paid for his art.
Yeah, but
and the things he's putting out in the world.
Fair enough.
All I'm saying is this podcast, we're on episode 26 and we should be getting paid. all the listeners should be sending us money. Like, the enjoyment that you are receiving is my art. This is my art. And this is your art.
Yeah,
and we are giving them things. And they should be paying for it.
Is this the way that we announce our
this is how we announce our Patreon.
Our Patreon.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You can head on over to
We
have to set one up now.
Yeah. You guys go on over to the internet, type in our names. You can just PayPal me. And I'll make sure Brandon gets some.
I will definitely let you know how this goes immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I mean, Josh, even when they start paying us, man, it's gonna be just the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Pay me.
Yeah.
As Mark Montero says, fuck you, pay me.
What would you do the show if I paid you? Would that be okay?
Hell yeah. I would have not been 20 minutes late. I would have been like, no, I'm not working out this morning. Brandon's paying me to do the show. How much is he paying you? It doesn't matter.
I'm paying you in
Subway sandwiches.
In retweets.
That's fine, man. That's currency. That shit.
Hashtags.
That's how I get my what was that website that would aggregate your social mentions and you would get like a score? It was like what was that website? It started with like a K or something. It was like not your karma score, but it was like your
clout
score. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's real currency, man. You get that clout score up, you start getting calls from Bailey's.
I put my clout at the top of my resume. Just
yeah, so man.
People know.
Nah, I send my clout score to like Lexus. I'm like, look, do you see this clout score? Do you know how
sell me the car?
Do you know how many people I influence?
take my cloud score to the loan officer.
Yeah, like, hey, bank manager.
It's better than a credit score.
Yeah, hey, bank manager. Do you know how many retweets I get every time I post? Give me $100,000 cash, unmarked.
Unmarked. Oh man, yeah. Like, did you see him? That dude has like 1,600 clouts.
Yeah,
is it clouts? Is that the
no? It's your clout score.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you have a 1,600. You have people, a 1,600. It's like an SAT score.
Do people go around like, man, I got to get some more clout?
Oh man, that's the only reason I post things on Facebook. I got to get that clout score up.
Well, That's how I'll pay you then. I'll pay you in liking everything that you do.
Thanks, Mom.
Be and your mom. I don't think that I could like something faster than your mom does.
Nah, man. I think she's got Google Alerts set up.
It's basically when you have a post, it like comes with it comes with your mom's name.
Yeah.
And oh man. Hey, those parents are just having fun.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, man, parents just don't understand. I thought you were.
But that's also true. That's also true.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want you to know in 10 minutes, more life comes out.
Oh, God. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hot take this with you in our little iMessage world and you know, have a good time.
Yeah, as soon as we're done here, I'm going to grab a bite to eat and turn on some more life and see what happens.
Hey man, I'm going to join you on that mission. Do you want to just like keep the webcams going? Turn the audio off, but what's that called when shows continue after? Is it called After Dark?
Oh yeah, we can do like an after show.
Is that what is that? What is that format? I really kind of don't know really. Like I know that it exists, but I've never listened to an After Dark or After
Show. I don't know. I think it's just more, it's just relaxed. Maybe we can have Chris Hardwick come in and talk to us about the episode where we just finished.
Yes. Yes. Oh, the camera finally went down, but yeah. Oh my God.
That was perfect.
We definitely have to have, I'm telling you, we need to do remixes of our shows. And we need to do a review of the show right after it.
Yeah.
Josh, what, like no one's going to pay us to do this. First, no one's going to pay us to do this first.
I know. That's what's crazy is, you see, we could be generating so much more art and culture for the world if people just gave us the money so that I can quit my job. You can quit your job. We can move to Kansas and just start churning this out. We can have a daily show
planned.
We can have a podcast network. The Hot Take Zone could be like the number one show on iTunes. Like it's a daily show and it might even be more than one episode a day. Like if some crazy shit happens, I just like, all right, let's do this. I hop on the mic. I get on the mic. We bring that music on. I'm like, all right. Did you guys see that dunk? And then it's like, it's just little mini episodes, like three episodes, like three minute hot takes.
I swear, I'm like so in, especially for the song. Welcome to the
Danger Zone.
Oh, you said danger. You guys say
hot take zone. Yeah.
Oh, you are. You are fucked up. Fired. No, Brittany would have done so much better. See?
Yeah. No, that's why she gets paid. I don't. She's a consummate professional. Me, I'm just a hot take.
Definitely a novice at best, but you know, I fucks with it. I retweet. Thanks, I'm helping that clout.
Thanks.
Let's go listen to Drake, man. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
I'll leave you with a positive thought that your shirt looks great.
Thank you.
Congrats on the 89th or 82nd.
82nd.
What? No, 79th. What day of activity?
I think 78.
By the next time that we talk, you will have. You will break. Two miraculous things will happen.
Yes.
You will break your world record of most activity days in a row. The streak on your activity monitor, and you will be 30 fucking years of age.
I will be on the way down.
Yes, you will. You will have peaked.
Tomorrow will be my peak. Probably
this
around.
This is your last Saturday of your 20s.
This is the last Saturday of my 20s, the last Saturday of my youth.
Yeah.
I'm now probably in a different, I think movie makers are caring about me a little less.
There you go.
I'm falling out of the demographic.
Yeah, they're not appealing to you.
Yeah, I'm getting closer to being able to announce my run for president of the United States. That's always exciting.
Hey, nice, Josh.
I'm just letting you guys know I'm running for president one day.
See, look at all that ambition you got under there. Look at that.
Yeah.
We got to get you to sit down. You're talking about running for president.
Well, you know, I can run for the House right now.
I'll retweet, but I don't know if you'll get my vote, dude. You've hot taped albums that haven't been released. I don't trust your politics.
Oh, man. So the hot take zone goes viral, right? It becomes the biggest show on the internet, right? The biggest show on the internet. And then I run for president, and then I win, and then I keep the show going. Hot takes in the White House.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, hey man, let's get at it. I'm buying hot take zone. I really am.
I mean, there's a pretty good chance. I hit stop and I go on the internet and buy hot takes on.
Okay. I want to get there faster. Let's hit it. Okay. Let's get out of here, man. All right. Love you. This has been a really good, I really liked our discussion. Josh, happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
I got new